Cleveland Site Center, Building for the Future. Report to the community, January 1st, 2022 to December 31st, 2022. Message from the leadership. In the ever-changing climate of our world today, one thing remains constant: our commitment to providing high quality and compassionate care to everyone who walks through our doors. Since 1906, our dedication to our clients and community has been the essence of who we are and what we do. With the number of people living with vision issues projected to double by 2050, we expect an increase in the number of those turning to Cleveland Sight Center. We recognize and embrace this opportunity and have taken time the last 12 months to assess who we are as an organization, the needs of our clients, and how we can best serve them and the community. With your support, we began Building for the Future by completing the renovation of our on-site clinic and retail store. The renovation increases accessibility, creates space specifically designed to serve children, and allows a more comprehensive experience for visitors. Investing in a performance management group to ensure we are working as efficiently and effectively as possible. Embarking on a new strategic plan that outlines various goals that will set us up for continued success. We are excited for the year ahead and remain humbled to have your support as we build for the future. On behalf of our clients, staff, and Board of Trustees, we thank you for your generosity and continued belief in Cleveland Sight Center. Thank you. Bonita G. Tuwin, Chair, Board of Trustees, Larry Benders, President and Chief Executive Officer. The statistic about the Vision Issues Project projected to double by 2050 was from the National Eye Institute. Learn about eye health data and statistics. About Cleveland Sight Center. Cleveland Sight Center, CSC, is a nonprofit 501c3 organization that consists of a team of professionals dedicated to providing the support and tools needed to navigate the visual world. Our team of optometrists, vision rehabilitation, therapists, teachers, employment specialists, and other staff assess people's needs with empathy and professionalism, seeking to help each individual understand their unique vision-related needs and the resources available to them. They are CARF certified, GuideStar Exchange Gold certified, and Charity Navigator, 4-star. Building for the Future. At Cleveland Sight Center, we believe that the quality of one's sight should not determine the quality of one's life. In the stories that follow about Reese, Amani, and the Smith family, you will learn more about the individualized support and tools we provide to navigate the visual world. While we build for the future, it is important to take a look at our past. We celebrate those who paved the way and built the foundation for who we are today. In 1906, Cleveland Sight Center, first known as the Society to Promote the Interests of the Blind, begins its work in the basement of the Goodrich Settlement House. 1918, CSC moves into its first physical location on East 55th Street. 1928, CSC designs an overnight camp facility for people who are blind. 1956, CSC's first employment program begins. 1966, CSC moves to University Circle into a brand new building on land donated by Kelvin and Eleanor Smith of Lubrizol. 2010, CSC establishes a call center training program to train people who are blind or visually impaired to work in call centers, then launches a call center business 2 years later to serve businesses, nonprofits, and government agencies while creating jobs for people with vision loss. 2012. Cleveland Sight Center continues its commitment to University Circle, renovating and improving its main facility. 2019. Cleveland Sight Center advocacy efforts result in Medicaid coverage for the white cane in Ohio, the first and still only state in the country to provide such assistance. Meet Reese. Reese was born in March 2021 and was later diagnosed with osteoporosis and optic nerve hypoplasia, meaning her optic nerves did not form properly. When Reese's mom, Summer, found out Reese had no eyesight, she was uncertain about her future. The family began working with Cleveland Sight Center and received frequent home visits from our early intervention EI specialists. During these visits, an EI specialist provided the family with various tools and recommendations that helped Reese navigate her environment. Cleveland Sight Center has changed our lives. We've learned how to help Reese grow, how to help her move, interact with others, and adjust daily activities to her needs, Summer said. Through a continued partnership with our EI staff, Reese is now meeting all of her developmental milestones. The knowledge, creativity, and support our staff provided helps Summer to be confident and excited about Reese's future. We've seen a lot of improvement with Reese. We now know how to help her grow and navigate life in the future, Summer said. This experience has really opened my eyes to what people who are blind can do. They can really do almost anything a sighted person can do, just with a little extra help. We are excited to partner with families like Reese's through the creation of a dedicated testing lane for children in our clinic. Through this addition, we are building for the future by ensuring the youngest members of our community get the highest level of care. 98% of parents whose children participated in EI gained knowledge on how to support their child's development. 181 families received early intervention services to help their child meet critical milestones. Case management staff partnered with 21 school districts across Northeast Ohio to ensure children received the accessibility support necessary to be successful in the classroom. Meet Amani. Amani is from the Democratic Republic of Congo and is excited to start his own nonprofit organization after being involved with the Cleveland Sight Center. Amani first recognized his vision loss as a child when his parents noticed he received better grades when sitting at the front of the class. At the age of 6, he was incorrectly diagnosed with myopia. After Amani's family moved to Uganda, his mother sought out another medical opinion. There he was finally diagnosed with glaucoma after years of deteriorating vision due to the original misdiagnosis. Amani's family left Uganda because he needed medicine that wasn't available there. They decided to move to Cleveland because of the Cleveland Clinic Cole Eye Institute. It was a Cleveland Clinic doctor who recommended Cleveland Sight Center to Amani. Since first coming to CSC in his early 20s, he's utilized our clinic, Braille classes, and the Employment Services Program. He can now read Braille and works a job he loves, but the self-confidence he gained through the services from CSC made the biggest difference in his life. Amani works at Southwest General Hospital, where he takes care of elevators and stairwells to make sure they are clean. It makes him happy to know patients who need help are coming to a clean environment. Amani says without CSC, he wouldn't be the smiling, hardworking person he is today. Cleveland Sight Center pushes me to be a better person, the best version of myself, he said. Amani is now working on creating his own nonprofit in Uganda that will help people with disabilities have increased access to opportunities and care. We need to give people opportunities. If I was not given an opportunity in this country, I wouldn't be where I am today. I can now support people back home and raise awareness for low vision and other disabilities. CSC shares Amani's passion for providing individuals with the support and tools they need to navigate the visual world. We look forward to helping Amani and others reach their goals in the future. Client job placements through CSC Employment Services doubled in 2022, helping individuals secure employment. 552 individuals received a low vision eye exam at Cleveland Sight Center to better understand their vision diagnosis and how to maximize their remaining vision. 21,087 products, including lighting, magnification, white canes, and more, were sold through our retail store. The Smith family, Marlene, Daryl, and Brian. Marlene and Daryl are longtime supporters and friends of Cleveland Sight Center. Cleveland Sight Center was our lifeline when we moved from Washington, D.C. to Cleveland. Our son Brian was in seventh grade and needed everything, Braille textbooks, white cane training in a new school, and people who cared and listened to his concerns. Leland Sight Center translated his bus schedules and textbooks into Braille and continued to provide accessibility support through Brian's college graduation. He received his college degree in math and computer science. Cleveland Sight Center's assistance cannot be understated in his success as an adult, Marlene said. Inspired by their son, Marlene received her Braille certification and later accepted the position as Braille Services Coordinator at CSC, which she held for 7 years. Also inspired by Brian and his love for bike rides, Daryl volunteered his time with our bike and hike recreation program. As a family, we made many friends with CSC staff and volunteers. We will be forever grateful for their part in making our son's life better, Marlene said. Our son passed away from cancer in 2010. CSC made it possible for him to learn and grow into a happy, healthy, and independent adult. He loved to read and he loved knowledge. In his honor, we continue to donate to CSC to ensure clients' needs are met and their lives are enhanced, just as Braille enhanced our son's. We are privileged to have been and continue to be part of the lives of the Smith family. Marlene and Daryl's generous support, along with the rest of our donors, allows us to build for a future where every client has access to the assistive technology tools they need to live the lives they want. Rehabilitation programs, including Braille, white cane training, and activities of daily living, had an increase in participants from last year by 24%. 145 individuals participated in Share the Vision, a peer-to-peer mentoring program in existence for over 30 years. Donors and volunteers. In 2022, volunteers completed over 4,017 hours of service and 1,480 individuals, organizations, and foundations donated in support of people like Reese, Amani, and Brian. Because of you, we continue to serve each person who walks through our doors with compassionate and high-quality care as we build for the future. You have made an incredible impact. Thank you. I want donors to know how important their support is to making the world a better place for all people. Their support helps make the world more accessible for us. It helps us get what we need so we can all make the world a better place together. Stacia, teenage client. My aunt had age-related macular degeneration and was having trouble reading. I took her to Cleveland Sight Center and everyone was so welcoming. I never felt so warmly embraced. It was the dignity that they extended to their clients that impressed me the most. I now volunteer to read for the radio reading program and have recorded more than 700 hours over the past 6 years. Sylvia, radio reading volunteer. The complete honor roll of donors and volunteers can be viewed online at https://www.clevelandsightcenter.org/annual-report. Board of Trustees, Officers and Executive Committee, Bonita G. Tuin, Chair, Beth W. Smith, First Vice Chair, Joan U. Allgood, Secretary, Wally Anders, Treasurer, Karen P. Asink, Vice Chair, Aaron C. Plauka, Vice Chair, Linda C. Smythe, Vice Chair, Howard A. Lichtig, Immediate Past Chair, Cheryl E. Fields, Chair, Client Services, Kevin R. McInnes, Chair, Development. Trustees. Hashtag denotes Trustee Emeritus. Caitlin Beck, Cheryl King Benford, Mary H. Bookman, Brent M. Buckley, Aaron N. Chaloon, Robert L. Englander, hashtag, Thomas P. Furness, Michael H. Greenberg, O.D., Robert L. Hartford III, Lynn V. Heligenthal-Showalter, Suber S. Huang, M.D., Peter A. Inkle, Frederick Cooper Jones, Nathan Kelly, Bruce Lesson, Bijati N. Mukunda, M.D., Carolyn G. Oberndorf, hashtag, Edward Oberndorf, Thomas P. O'Malley, Sarah W. Parrish, Douglas A. Piper, Ronald Posner, M.D., Beverly J. Roach, James P. Sacker, Joseph Schaefer, Andrew L. Sikorsky, William L. Spring, Esquire, Zachary J. Stanley, G. Maxwell Toole, Kathy Walters, Myron Mike Wiseman, Stanley E. Wertheim, Stephen Walensky. Executive Leadership Staff: Larry Benders, President and Chief Executive Officer. Kevin R. Krensis, Executive Vice President. Susie Malis, Vice President, Rehabilitation Services. Jason Tawil, Vice President, Strategic Initiatives. Judith Wayburn, Vice President, Client Operations. Financial Report. Financial results are for the period January 1st, 2022 to December 31st, 2022. To view the complete audited financial statements, please visit our website. Revenue, $11.4 million in 2022. 48%. Endowment and trust revenue. 41%. Program and other service fees. 10% public support, 1% retail sales. Expenses, $11.2 million in 2022. 11% management and general, 82% program services, 7% fundraising. Balance sheet. Assets. Cash receivables, inventory, and prepaids, $4,418,127. Endowment and beneficent trust investments, $121,348,008. Property and equipment, $9,871,935. Total assets, $135,638,070. Liabilities. Payables and accrued expenses, $971,107. Donor annuities, $215,922. Total liabilities, $1,187,029. Net assets, without donor restrictions, $60,635,719. With donor restrictions, $73,815,322. Total net assets, $134,451,041. Total liabilities and net assets, $135,638,070. Statement of Operations. Revenue. Public support, $1,158,612, 10%. Retail sales, $119,938, 1%. Program and other service fees, $4,629,860, 41%. Endowment and trust revenue, $5,474,545, 48%. Total, $11,382,955, 100%. Expenses. Program services, $9,166,508, 82%. Management and general, $1,261,986, 11%. Fundraising, $750,694, 7%. Total, $11,179,188, 100%. Surplus from operations, $203,767. Cleveland Sight Center, report to the community, providing individualized support and tools to navigate the visual world. University Circle, 1909 East 101st Street, Cleveland, Ohio 44106, 216-791-8118. info@clevelandsitecenter.org. clevelandsitecenter.org.